to a Carlton legend who also knows what it's like to have a son playing in the AFL, and I speak of Steve Silvani from the Blues, who joins us on RSN 927. Steve, thanks very much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
Just listening to that, are there a few things that sort of you can remember as your son Jack first got his chance at AFL level?
Oh, yeah. I know Pete and I know his boys because they actually played the same footy club as my boys at Greythorn. So, look, the Pies have got a very good player there. So he's got plenty of upside. So they should be very happy with what's come through the door.
Sos, 27 players with less than 50 games experience. How much more of a list build do you need to continue with in the coming years?
I think you've got to keep adding. You've got to keep trying to improve your list, and I think, you know, the successful clubs will tell you that. You know, you've always got to try and get some top-end talent, but also build from the bottom end. So, you know, we'll keep trying to draft well and trying to get the right players through the trade period into our football club. So I don't think there's any time limit on it. I think you've just got to keep trying to add to your list and improve it every year.
So saw Sam Petrescu-Seaton, he was your number six pick. What was so exciting about him?
Oh, look, I think he's just a natural footballer. He brings speed to our midfield and half-forward line. You know, he's got excellent skills and he's got a desire to tackle also, so he can play both inside and outside. So we're delighted when we're able to select him with our first selection.
And then yesterday, you're keeping the family name going again.
Yeah.
You knew all this was coming when you typed in his name. Alex, can you explain why you've gone with him?
Look, the reason we've gone with Alex is basically we've got 27 players who have played under 50 games or less. We lost, obviously, Michael Jamieson, some experience there, and also Zach Tui. We're a very, very young back line. So we needed both some cover, both with in our senior team, but also at our VFL team. We've brought in seven 18-year-olds this year, which is quite a large number, plus with the inclusion of our selections last year. We also brought in five 18-year-olds last year, of course going to be 19 this year. So we're very young. I think we're now the second youngest list in the competition. So we just needed some support, some maturity that we can give to our younger players, both at AFL level, but also VFL level.
What's your family links? Is it grandfathers? Like, did you know him much as a kid?
No, really didn't know him growing up as a kid. His grandfather and my grandfather were brothers. So really, I probably don't know Alex real well, but certainly sort of got to know him a little bit once he sort of started playing some AFL footy.
So is he Uncle Steve to you, or is he a cousin? Or
I don't know how that works. I'll have to do some research there.
So she took another big key defender in the GWS Academy, Harrison McCready.
Yeah, look, you know, he's a player that has been through the AFL Academy, both level one, level two, 196. You know, he can play obviously a key position down back, but also forward. He was a boy that actually was, he bought it up in Sydney as well for a year, I think it was. He's certainly got some talent, got some upside, and I just think, you know, when there's a key defender or a key position player there that's got the ability that Harrison's got, I think you just need to take them. Fortunately for us, they didn't match the bid, so we're delighted to have Harrison at the Carlton Football Club.
And another famous name and another key position player in Paddy Kerr.
Yeah, oh, look, we were rapt that Paddy got through to us. St Kevin's boy, actually, also Oakley Chargers. But look, it's great for the Carlton Football Club and the Kerr family. Obviously, great name at the Carlton Football Club, and I know the Kerr family are delighted that we're able to select him, and we're delighted that we've got him here at the club.
So as we let you go, Steve, what's the message for Carlton fans listening? We've had a lot of text messages this morning asking about their young recruits. They're excited on this new journey that you're on. What's the message and almost expectation for 2017?
Oh, look, we really haven't put a limit on anything. You know, we are a young team, so you know, we want to win games. you know, there's no ceiling in terms of what we want to do. But I think, you know, the players that we've sort of brought in, you'll see some real speed. You'll see some real... I think we've brought in guys that can actually kick the ball and make good decisions. So, you know, we've reset the club, and it's exciting in terms of that young talent. I think when the Carlton people walked away from this season, they saw some glimpses of hope, and I think you'll see that once again throughout our next season.
And there's been no issues with Bryce Gibbs, I can't imagine there would be, but with Bryce coming back into the club?
No, look, he's come back super fit. You know, watched him on the track for the last sort of week and a half, and he looks as though he's enjoying himself, and he's never had an issue with the club, you know. So, you know, he's come back in a professional way, and we're wrapped that he's still at our football club.
Terrific, Steve. We really appreciate your time this morning. I know it's been a very busy time for you and the footy club.
Thank you.
Steve Silvani joining us there on RSN 927.